public hearing, I ask that during the public hearing, people be respectful of views presented, even though they may not be your view. And I also ask that you refrain from cheering, clapping, any of that type of support. Let's just be peaceful and respectful and start. I will note that there have been two media people that have notified me that they are recording this session. Therefore, I ask everyone else to put your phones on mute. And according to our policy, those two media people are able to record. Also, we are in the process of realigning this chamber. Our sound quality is not the best. People who would speak are going to speak into the microphone, and I ask any members of council, if they so wish to speak, only to clarify a speaker's viewpoint. If they do not understand what the speaker's intent is, a counselor may ask to clarify or ask for clarification from the speaker. It's 9 a.m. It's a public hearing for the sale of municipal property identified as PID number 70110903, also known as the property of South Shore Regional Airport, to Nova Scotia Drag Racers Association for less than fair market value. Today is Tuesday, December 13th, 2022. Agenda. The purpose of this public hearing is to provide any interested person an opportunity to present an oral or written presentation to Council of Region of Queens Municipality with regard to the intent to sell PID number 70110903, also known as the property of South Shore Regional Airport, to Nova Scotia Drag Racing Association for less than fair market value. The procedure for this public hearing is as follows. Opening remarks. Every person is eligible to speak, but first must be recognized by the chair and must give his or her name and address before commencing. A person may speak more than once, but preference will be given to those who have not previously spoken. This meeting will be conducted following parliamentary procedure. This council uses its own rules of order as well as Borneo's rules of order. We will begin with staff review and comments. Mr. McLeod.
Sure, Mayor Norman. I guess just a little bit of background. Back in April of this year, council passed a motion to sell the South Shore Regional Airport to Linky Ventures for the appraised value of $565,000. However, prior to closing, the prospective purchaser decided not to go ahead with the purchase. So with that, council has now before it consideration of a proposal to sell the subject lands to the Nova Scotia Drag Racers Association. Nova Scotia Drag Racers Association is a not-for-profit organization that's registered under the Societies Act. Under the Municipal Government Act, which the municipalities operate, there is provision whereby council can sell or lease property at a price at less than market value to a not-profit organization when the council considers that this organization is carrying on activities that are beneficial to the municipality. So as part of that process under the Municipal Government Act, council, by looking at selling land that's valued at more than $10,000, must hold a public hearing respecting proposed sale, so hence the meeting this morning. And just as a note, Mayor Norman, we have received several written submissions for this public hearing, which have been distributed to council for their review prior to. So.
Thank you. So the floor is now open for comments. So I guess the best thing to do is just raise your hand. Yes, step forward and your name and your names and your civic address.
Okay. My name is Gail Dorsa, 711 Highway, Milton.
My name is Jacob Massey and I live in Chelsea.
I first started volunteering with the Nova Scotia Drag Racers Association at the age of 7. I started racing a junior dragster at the age of 8. Continued until 2019. In 2022, I started racing a full-size car. I'm here with Jacob Massey, who is also races a junior dragster and has done so for the last few years. Jacob is currently our junior dragster champion and also volunteers with the NSDRA. We have both spent many weekends at Greenfield Dragway learning about teamwork, sportsmanship, competition, accountability, building friendships, and what hard work does for both individuals and team of volunteers. We have both made friends from all over the Maritime provinces, and these are lifelong friendships we will carry on for the rest of our lives. The phrase has been coined, there is no family like the drag racing family. Because of Greenfield Dragway and the things I have learned and grown a passion for, I've recently been accepted into NSCC King's Deck to pursue the career in precision machinist. However, we are not the only two youth volunteers at Greenfield Dragway. We have a group of 10 youth that help every weekend, and we are known as the Junior Orange Shirt Mafia. Due to school and other things, not all of us could be here today, but I would like to tell you the rest of the youth volunteers' names. Morris Smith, Avery Smith, Casey Sprague, Caden Sprague, Liam Lennon, Carter Slonley, Ben Mansfield, Ruthie Hartland, Jacob Massey, and myself. Thank you.
Next.
This is perfect height. Thank you for that.
Welcome.
My name is Scott Sprague. I'm from Waverly, Nova Scotia, 2135 Waverly Road. As everyone can see, we opened with our heavy hitters, of course. And I mean that sincerely for the fact that Jacob has conveniently kicked my kids' butts weekend after weekend on the dragster. So thanks for that, bud. And a couple of the kids mentioned on Kale's list as well are my children. They volunteer down there every weekend as well. So just a little bit of background. I'm a director of 11 years with NSDRA, but I'm also a racer and a dad whose kids race down there as well and volunteers down there as well. So racing, as Kale mentioned, is a family sport, contrary to some popular belief. Yeah, there was a day in the 70s where it was dad's sport, but that's not the case anymore, especially with the development of the junior dragster program. It's made it, I guess, more open to families. And like the boy said, the racing family is truly your family away from home. It's a wonderful thing. And I would like to thank, I should have thanked you already for this opportunity to speak today on behalf of NSDRA. Quick history lesson. NSDRA was formed in 2004. In response to a request for proposal from the region of Queens at the time, we were looking for meaningful uses for the property out at South Shore Regional Airport. Ironically, here we are again today, talking about the very same thing. It was initiated by a core group of individuals, many of them from this region. Many are still involved today in actively helping us with the operation, and many of them are here today in support. In August of 2004, Greenfield Dragway was born just that quickly when we held our first event that summer. 20 years later, we've had 84 events out there. Greenfield Dragway is alive and well. So, many of you may wonder, who are these racers? What are they racing? Well, over those 20 years, we've had over 13,000 competitors out at Greenfield Dragway, and they're of all ages. Jacob, what are you, 8, 9, 7, 6? They can start at 5. They can start at 5 in the training program. they travel to the local drag strips around the Maritimes, including Greenfield Dragway to compete. The wife, in recent years has, due to mobility issues, no longer races, but they still travel and go. So there you go, 75-year span, of competitors, pretty neat stuff. And of course, that spans across three generations. There are grandparents, right down to kids, right? So it's not just for the guys as well. The girls are competing and they're doing very well. Thank you very much. Unfortunately for us, right? So, and we're out there racing anything under the sun, actually. There are race vehicles out there that are worth hundreds of thousands of dollars. There's street machines with a little bit of performance upgrades. There's the junior dragsters, introductory. There are snowmobiles with asphalt tracks. There are bikes off the street, drag bikes. And there's passenger vehicles that come right off the street that can compete in our street class category. So there's introduction, there's opportunity to get racing off the streets, and there's a feeder system because of that that'll make racing endure the test of time because we are introducing youth to the sport. Spectators, we are approaching 50,000 spectators that we've had out of Greenfield Dragway. That may not seem like a lot of people, but in little old Greenfield, I'd say that's a pretty good number. And most of you have probably never been to any of the other drag strips in Canada. Greenfield Dragway probably ranks number one, without a doubt, in attendance. There is a passion for motorsports here on the South Shore, and it's evident when we go out there on race weekends. So what does this all mean to the region of Coonans economically? Well, there was, I noticed, an outdated report at this stage, but Region of Queens puts the tourism contribution at more than $4 million directly associated with activities out of Greenfield Dragway. And, you know, that just comes from racers and spectators buying fuel, food, ice, parts. We're always broke down out there. There's always something. We can pay our bills. We've paid over $161,000 to this region in lease fees over the years. We do business locally. The list is long. Blue Buzzard, Winchester's Waste Disposal, Napa Liverpool, West Western Liverpool, Privateer Security Hardware, Sobey Superstore, Brady Home Hardware, Home Building Center, pardon me, Liverpool Home Hardware, Bellabone Gino, Signs at Exit 19, Vino's Print, Dixie Lee, Liverpool Pizzeria, Stewie's Corner Store, AFN Midway Entertainment, South Shore GM, John Henley Accountant, Ron Strokies and Signs, rest in peace, now closed. J&H Industries closed now. And as well, volunteer fire departments in your region have received over $60,000 from NSDRA over the years for their services out there. We can invest. We spent $191,000 in leasehold improvements out at that facility. This is stuff that we can't take away. It's surge, Class A gravel, pavement, fencing, hangar repairs, property maintenance, and upkeep. We donate. We've made over $13,000 in contributions to Christmas Daddies over the years. And because it was donated here at our banquets, it goes back to this region. So as you can see, we don't need a financial crutch. We're a solid organization, and we can stand on our own 2 feet. Quickly, I'd like to address something that's been circulating in social media and probably the reason all these faces are here today. And that's got to do with inclusion of the South Shore Flying Club on an ongoing basis if we were to take over the property. NSDRA recognizes the importance of the South Shore Regional Airport property to the South Shore Flying Club and that facility. We even have a longtime director who is still active behind the scenes here at NSDRA. He has in fact managed the Yarmouth Airport for over 10 years. So we do have an inherent understanding of the importance of the airstrip for this area. So as we've stated, and this council is aware, the NSDRA is more than willing to include the South Shore Flying Club in an agreement that's mutually beneficial. To that end, we have reached out to the South Shore Flying Club to meet and discuss what that arrangement can look like. In fact, we've made three time South Shore Flying Club has denied for the two groups to meet. We've stressed the importance for the two groups to work together. In our most recent attempt, we included a copy of a draft lease agreement so that the club is well aware of our willingness to be more than fair in key areas that are most important to your club. This draft agreement virtually mirrors the agreements that you've had in the past with the Region of Queens with respect to access and financial fairness. These can include South Shore Flying Club continue to use the property as an airport. Contrary to speculation on social media, the SDRA does not intend to sell the fuel tank. We would in fact have a discussion with the Region of Queens selling the fuel tank to your club. That price would be $1. The South Shore Flying Club operating lease payment would be $0. Terminal building lease, $50 per month, with the same as previous arrangements for the Region of Queens. Anchor use, we can enter into a lease agreement with an individual leasee with the store, his or her plane, the plane. That agreement would again be similar, with a smaller hangar being available for $0 per month. A larger hangar, better condition, $150 per month. We do all this under a multi-year agreement. Of course, South Shore Flying Club would be required to maintain all insurances, permits, and licenses required to operate the airport and to have a fuel system on the property. Shore Flying Club would be required to pay, sorry, to maintain and pay utilities during the building lease. So none of this is really foreign language or requirement as it existed in previous agreements with your group and the Region of Queens. As you can see, we're fully ready and welcome you to the South Shore Flying Club of the airport property. So just to wrap up, continue to bring great race events to the region. We look forward to adding special events and activities that can truly make it a multi-use facility. We can do all this with the Flying Club as part of that fabric. It's what we envision, it's what the Region of Queens appears to want, that's what we'll do. Thanks for your time, and we won't let you down.
Thank you, Scott.
Good morning, Mayor, Councilors. My name is Peter Gow, President of the South Shore Flying Club, and I live at 34 Jenny Drive in Pine Grove. The Flying Club is pleased to hear, and what the gentleman just said, that the Drag Race Association has been doing well at the airport. On the aviation side of things, under the management of the South Shore Flying Club, things are also going well. The flying community is excited to be part of the growing facility, even more in the years ahead. Just a few numbers that we'd like to share so everyone has a little better understanding of what's happening at the airport. Our sales of aviation fuel is about $40,000 since the system was installed, a little more than a year ago. This is way ahead of what Flying Club had forecasted. We are very pleased with those results and would like to thank the region for having the initiative and foresight to have aviation fuel installed at the airport. Flying Club members have contributed about $22,000 in leasehold improvements since 2017. To the Region of Queens terminal building at no cost to the taxpayers. We repaired siding, new paint, broken windows, boards on the deck, and so on. We have paid around $30,000 in general liability insurance for coverage of the region's airport since 2015. All costs were paid by the Future Flying Club. We have received an anonymous donation of $10,000 from an individual who was keenly interested in seeing the airport remain as an airport. TerraQuest, an aerial mining company from Ontario, used the the airport as a base for low-level flights in southwestern Nova Scotia, conducting airborne geophysical surveys a couple of years ago. They spent about $10,000 here for food and lodging in the Liverpool area over a couple of months. Again, Flying Club members assisted them a great deal while they were here. Members, our Flying Club members have flown hundreds of people out of the airport over the years for birthdays, anniversaries, sightseeing adventures, other special occasions. It would be a shame to lose that ability if there is no airport. And the reaction from these people is priceless. Many aircraft fly in and use the airport that we are not even aware of. J.D. Irving Lumber has used the airport many times to conduct business in the area. Very recently, one of their aircraft landed at the airport. Freeman's Lumber occasionally use the airport for their business. Other aircraft have been here various times to conduct business in Liverpool and the South Shore. Business executives flew in to conduct business with Brooklyn Power. They park here for 4 or 5 hours and then return to Montreal. Nobody knows they're here and gone. Many, many private planes arrive, tie down for a few days, visit family or friends, or stay at Liverpool hotels. We have many aircraft flying for special events such as barbecues, breakfasts. These are well-attended events that local people also participate in and enjoy. We're able to sell fuel at these events, which helps us pay the hefty insurance bills. Another major benefit of having the airport is for aerial firefighting, medical, police, tourism, business, the list goes on. And we've mentioned these things many times. Combine this with what NSDRA brings into the area, and I have to say things have been working pretty well at the airport. In reference to Mr. Limpy's offer to purchase the airport in the spring of this year for $565,000 plus HST, in the April 20th Lighthouse Now newspaper, Mayor Norman was interviewed and said, quote, "This is a great step forward to ensure the continuation and future development of an airstrip on the South Shore, which is what it was built for. The sale ensures that the airstrip will continue and grow, provide many new attributes for the northern part of Queens. It's a good news story," end quote. In the same newspaper article, Deputy Mayor at the time, Kevin Muse says, quote, "I'm not in favor of this sale. I find the price is way too low. I know it's the appraised value, but I find it's way too low," end quote. Fast forward a few months to late October of this year, CAO Chris McNeil called the directors of the Flying Club to the office, his office, told us that Mr. Limpy has withdrawn his offer, and then said the region is offering the airport to NSDRA for $50,000. No offer was made to the Flying Club to make a bid that day. I called Chris a few days later and asked if the Flying Club could make an offer, and he said yes. Not sure how far that'll go with council. It really makes you wonder what the heck is going on. Why was the offer made to only one group? Flying Club does most of the work in keeping the airfield in good repair and all the work doing maintenance on the region's terminal building. The $100,000 Flying Club offer was not acknowledged by the region. We feel we have been treated unfairly through the process, and we're not sure why. If council decides to sell the airport to NSDRA, we do not feel the airport will be an airport for very long. NSDRA have indicated in the document released by them on December 7th, quote, "We see the opportunity to add additional special events to their roster," end quote. This will be the final nail in the coffin for the airport. Pilots will not consider using the airport because there are always other events going on that require the runway to be closed to air traffic. Let me be clear that if NSDRA owns the airport, owns South Shore Regional Airport, the airport will no longer exist. Mayor Norman and councilors, do you really want your legacy that you're the council responsible for closing an airport valued at about $5 million? Are you really sure that's what you want? South Shore Flying Club has been made aware very recently of other individuals that are interested in investing in South Shore Regional Airport, all of whom want to keep Nova Scotia Drag Races and the Flying Club operating as they have for many years. And council could not have imagined the amount of interest that has been generated since this whole situation came to light about 6 weeks ago. It surprised everybody, including us. Therefore, the Flying Take time to reassess the whole situation. There are more attractive offers before you right now, and please do not shortchange the taxpayers by disposing of a $5 million asset for $50,000. Thank you for allowing me to speak.
Thank you, Peter.
Good evening, Your Worship, members of the council. My name is Jack Innes. I'm a lawyer from Bedford, 1254 Bedford Highway. I'm here representing my client, A.J. McGraw Holdings Limited, which company has put forward an offer to purchase the property for $619,800. That was presented, I believe, on the 7th of November. He followed up on the 16th, and because it had a best before date on it, and we were told at that time to not bother putting in another offer, but the matter was being dealt. The point that I wish to make, and it's a great segue from the gentleman who just spoke, is an airport typically is an economic generator in a community, a regional airport. My client sees it as that. He also sees the drag racers, the flying club, and anybody else that has an interest in there as worth maintaining. We're prepared to enter into whatever agreement the municipality and or those organizations require to ensure their continuity at that facility. The intention is to upgrade, and we heard about the activity, people parking for 3 or 4 days and leaving. You don't do that at airport for free. You don't do it if people don't know you're there, you can't properly accommodate. So the intent is to basically upgrade this. My client has a very good track record in the Dartmouth area, owns significant assets, and I believe has the management skill and the entrepreneurial skill to do this. Basically, it's an opportunity for this municipality to kind of take a needed change. The idea of foregoing $570,000, difference between 50 and 620, basically, for, as the notice of meeting says, to ensure the continuity of use by the Drag Racing Association. If you can accommodate that and do it in a legal fashion, and still, for the benefit of the ratepayers, your municipality, have $570,000 in your capital fund, I would have to say that that's a win-win situation, and one that really should not be overlooked at by virtue of purpose, which can otherwise be accomplished. And it can be done. It's not a question of me standing here and saying, we'll do this, we'll do that. I believe that any agreement, and I'm surprised this morning in my written submission I made this comment, that there is no agreement before us to debate as a council and as public to see exactly what the terms of the offer is or are with respect to the drag race. Normally, you would have that as a centerpiece. We're putting forward the option that our offer will have conditions in it, subject to your solicitor, making sure that these continuing organizations have access to the airport. But at the same time, my client, again, sees this as an economic engine that has not been taken advantage of, and which he really, really wishes to be participating in that activity down here. So my whole purpose this morning is to stand up and be the face of an entrepreneur who has a very interested view of where this airport should go. And again, I think this is a gift to this municipality to be able to forego selling property at less than market. Get your market price. Market is what a willing purchaser is prepared to pay a willing vendor, and that's what we have here. Perhaps it is replaceable at a cost of $5 million, but that's not the real world. But I do believe that this is a fair market price, and there's no need for this council to forego that. I would ask and suggest that you defeat this resolution. Go to tender. That that's what the municipal affairs department suggests, that you're gonna do this, and we'll be more than happy to get involved in the bidding process. But I think to put aside all of that interest and to proceed to do what you're proposing, or at least going to be debating, I suggest is in this way. I strongly urge that you achieve this resolution this morning. Thank you very much for your time.
Thank you, Mr. Innes, for your comments.
Whoa.
We're gonna have a short break here.
Yeah.
Okay, Joel's with us.
Can everybody hear me okay?
No.
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 I don't think it's on. It's on.
It does a PA, just for recording.
It actually does a PA. Good to have Bill along with us. My name is Brooke Lawrence. I live at 51 Hemlock Road, Greenfield, Nova Scotia. Your worship and counselors. My family and I purchased a residence on Palmer Lake in 1999. We now enjoy retired life in beautiful Queens County. I'm a retired Air Force and airline pilot. I spent 40 years in aviation. I accumulated more than 11,000 hours of flight time. I was a military flight instructor, a VIP transport pilot, and a snowbird pilot. I spent 9 years with WestJet Airlines and retired as a captain. I'm a director on the executive of South Shore Flying Club, as well as a lieutenant with the Greenfield and District Fire Department. I have been with the Flying Club for about 7 years. And I can tell you, flying over Liverpool and White Point and Carter's Beach for the air is breathtaking. I highly recommend it if you get the chance. And Peter, maybe you can take Mayor Norman up flying. I listen to the local air traffic with my portable radio, and I volunteer to drive out and operate the refueling facility if pilots need fuel. I've heard many types of different planes and helicopters on the radio. One summer evening, I talked to a military cyclone helicopter that was based out of Shearwater. I explained that I was a retired military pilot and asked them what type of flight they were doing. They were on a training flight and decided to fly a practice approach into Liverpool Airport. I've also heard DNR, Lifelight, corporate and military aircraft, to name a few. At one of our earlier fly-ins this year, and we had four of them, a DNR helicopter landed and set up a static display of their firefighting gear. Some young kids came along and were in awe as the technician explained the bucket system and how they dip for water to fight fires. I got to experience this firsthand in 2016 when we fought the 10 Mile Lake Fire. I'm sure some of you remember that one. It was a big fire. We spent a few days on that fire, and they were long days. The helicopters were drawing water from a pool just down from the Barons Falls Bridge. At one point, when the wind shifted, we got the order to evacuate. Three fire departments and two helicopters left the scene and stayed out of the airport for the next couple of hours until it was safe to go back. Good thing there was that airport nearby. Earlier this year, a corporate twin-engine turboprop came in. On it were executives from Irving who flew in from St. John for business purposes. And just last week, a young instructor landed with her student. They were on a training trip out of Greenwood. A couple of years back, a young pilot on a cross-country flight made an emergency landing here after his father had a cardiac episode. He managed to call 911, and the ambulance met the aircraft at the Liverpool airfield. The father was stabilized at Queens County General Hospital. Our airport was closest to his route of flight, and his quick thinking saved his father's life. Back in September of this year, we held a training exercise for about four local fire departments. We had two aircraft on static display. Firefighters wanted the training because they had heard that the airport was getting busier with the addition of the fuel system, and they wanted some training in case of an emergency. These are just a few of the activities that happen on a regular basis that the public may not be aware of. Currently, there is a worldwide shortage of pilots. Senior pilots are retiring at record rates. Next time you get on an airplane, look how young the pilots are. When I joined WestJet, I needed a minimum of 5,000 total flight hours. Now a young pilot can join WestJet Encore with 250 hours. Unheard of back in my day.
flight schools become busier, Liverpool would be a prime location for a new one. The Moncton Flight School is busier than ever, training international and Canadian pilots. The Greenwood Flying Club attached to the military airfield, and we have representatives here today, are expanding by hiring new instructors and building a new hangar. But why can't a young student train here instead of DeBerg or Moncton? Greenwood. Sorry, guys. Aviation is a wonderful career for a youngster. Even some of our club members have taken kids up to experience the magic of flight and had them go on to eventually become airline pilots. How many young kids have seen the snowbirds and then decided to pursue a career in aviation? I was one of them. We are blessed to have a fantastic piece of aviation infrastructure that needs to remain primarily as an airport. It is centrally located between Halifax and Yarmouth. It has a 4,000-foot runway and fuel facilities. And my daughter is a pilot out west, and I told her that, and she says 4,000 feet is crazy long for a runway. Is in a quiet piece of the county and is far enough away from any housing areas so it poses no noise issues. Its potential for new development is unlimited. With some new hangars and some runway lights, the airport will only get busier and bring more folks and business to the South Shore. In closing, I kindly ask Council to take the time to reconsider their position and leave the airport in control of aviation-minded folks who don't want to see it lost. Once it is gone, it will not be replaceable. On 1 mile of road, you can go 1 mile. On 1 mile of runway, you can go anywhere. Thank you for your time.
Thank you, Mr. Lawrence. Another speaker. Yes.
Good morning, councillors, mayor, Queens County community members, motorsport enthusiasts, drag racers, fellow pilots, and aviation enthusiasts. My name is Kathleen Legg. I reside at 405 200 Crown Drive in Halifax. I'm the Director of Flight Operations for Maritime Air Charter and a Corporate Charter Air Ambulance Pilot for Maritime Air Charter as well as NovaJet Aviation Group. I'm in a unique position as I'm professionally poised as an aviator, but I also officiate, work in motorsports, and I'm also a competitor. I am based at the Halifax Stanfield Airport and have made my entire career thus far in the province of Nova Scotia, the home of my heart. I was a flight training student 13 years ago, and during that time I frequented many municipal airports while I was getting the required hours to complete my training to become commercially licensed with an airline transport pilot license. Before beginning my career at the Atlantic School of Skydiving in Waterville, of the 19 registered airports in Nova Scotia, less than half of those are prepared paved strips, and of those prepared paved strips, a very fraction of them offer AVGAS, 100 low-lead aviation fuel. AVGAS is a rare commodity in our province and highly sought after. The Liverpool South Shore Regional Airport underwent a process in the last few years to revive their offerings to the general aviation and flight training world in the form of this precious fuel. The Region of Queens Municipality, the current airport owner and controller, clearly saw the necessity, advantages, and opportunities of offering AVGAS at the Liverpool South Shore Regional Airport, and within the last 15 months used $50,000 of taxpayer money to install a critical piece of infrastructure, the aforementioned fuel tank. To quote Mayor Norman, quote, "The Council of Region of Queens Municipality believes in the importance of that infrastructure," end quote. If the airport is sold hastily to an interest outside of aviation, this directly disproves that importance of such critical infrastructure. If the airport is sold to a non-aviation interest, what, if anything, is in place to ensure that it continues to operate as a functional airstrip? Aside from emergency services and an alternate landing airport for both business and general aviation, one sector of the aviation industry that would be completely left behind is that of flight training. Liverpool South Shore Regional Airport has become a popular destination for flight training students across the maritime provinces. Without the option of aviation fuel for piston-driven aircraft, Liverpool South Shore Regional Airport becomes almost completely unconsidered as it remains the only airport on the South Shore of Nova Scotia to fill up your fuel tank. Cut off the option to purchase AVGAS at the Liverpool South Shore Regional Airport, we not only choke off general aviation pilots, but also those in flight training, working towards private commercially licensed, which we're currently living in a pilot shortage. The facts are that year over year, there are more aircraft than ever being registered, owned, and operated in Canada, and this trend is not expected to slow any short-sighted, ill-considered, and ensures the demise of this invaluable asset. Mayor Norman was also quoted saying that, quote, having an established transportation link from the South Shore to as far away as Toronto is very important to our future economy. The sale of the airport, an essential part of local business infrastructure, less than 2 years after investing taxpayer money, doesn't exactly speak favorably towards local rural economic development. The South Shore Flying Club's goals have always been to maintain airport infrastructure, build and attract new business to enrich the local economy in Queens County, and the past number of years have been quite a testament to their accomplishments. In closing, to sell the airport at a fraction of its worth to an owner not involved in aviation amounts to a massive disservice to the county at large. Doing so is harmful in terms of a physical connection to a more remote part of the province in case of emergency, economic advantages aside. Smaller municipal and regional airports are vital to local economy, tourism, business infrastructure, flight training, and general aviation alike. And many rural communities are unfortunately familiar with lack of infrastructure maintenance and development. Actions like the sale of the Liverpool South Shore Regional Airport lead to community isolation and being left behind, in summary, dead rural communities. Councillors, Mrs. Mayor, Deputy Mayor, we beg you to reconsider this short-sighted sale and urge you to re-enter into discussions favoring the continuance of the South Shore GEM. Please do not sell the airport in such short order. Decisions like these deserve significant thought and due consideration. Thank you for your time. Happy holidays.
Anyone else wishes to speak?
My name is Ken Bache. I reside at number 169 Nicholas Road in Wedgemoor, Nova Scotia. Your worship, councillors, ladies and gentlemen, thank you for the opportunity to present today. As I mentioned, my name is Ken Bache. I'm the president of the Civil Air Search and Rescue Association of Nova Scotia. Accompanying me today is our provincial secretary and the national safety officer for Casera, Fiona Wood. The mission of Casera Nova Scotia is to assist persons in distress by providing search support services in coordination with the Joint Rescue and Coordination Center, as well as Emergency Measures Organization Nova Scotia. Through the generation of operationally ready, motivated support crews to the RCAF, we're one of 13 provincial and territorial organizations that are federally funded through the Department of National Defense with the task of augmenting Canada's search and rescue system. We have 80 dedicated volunteers, members in Nova Scotia, evenly distributed between zones in Yarmouth, Greenwood, Divert, and City. We operate light, single, and twin-engine aircraft to conduct both visual and electronic searches under the control of JRCC in support of RCAF operations, as well as the RCMP and ground search and rescue. The Liverpool Airport is a key staging base for our operations in South Nova Scotia. In order to remain responsive, I should say, we conduct training from the airport, probably on a quarterly basis, I would say. And if required, we would conduct operations from the airport for the area covering between Shelburne and Chester. Our aircraft have limited fuel endurance. To stage from any other airport other than the Liverpool Airport would result in greatly degraded on-station time. Our normal on-station times vary, but they're normally around 3 hours. To stage from any other airport, that would be cut in about half. The potential degradation in our ability to cover assigned search areas could prolong a successful location of a downed aircraft or a lost person. When lives are at stake, time is critical, and the Liverpool Airport provides us an essential time advantage in keeping our aircraft in the air so that others may live. For decades, the Canadian Forces Station Alert, which sits about 480 miles south of the whole, was actually managed by a non-aviation organization of the military. That was until a commanding officer was sent up there who had aviation experience, and it was through their challenging of the status quo that the military eventually transferred the airport control to the RCAF. So they went in the right direction. As I prepared this presentation, the question of whether the aerodrome traffic frequency is monitored while racing operations is ongoing. Because regardless of whether the Liverpool Airport is open or closed, pilots in distress near the airport will always look to it as a safe place to set down. The Liverpool Airport is a key piece of infrastructure for Nova Scotia, and its continued operation as an airport is a matter of public safety. Thank you.
Heather, what is your civic address?
My civic address is 5392 Highway 3 in East Jordan. Blue Buzzer Performance Parts, a division of Allen's Upholstery and Auto Restoration, was formed in 1992, is a Queens County business that began in 2015. Since 2015, we have continued to have a close relationship with Greenfield Dragway and the NSDRA. There was a strong need for this type of business in Queens County due to the large number of people in the area with race vehicles. What started out as local racers purchasing parts and much needed safety equipment, it has grown into selling parts all over the Maritimes. Some customers spend tens of thousands on not only their race vehicle, but also their collector vehicles and daily vehicles. Local businesses in this area, including restaurants, gas stations, hotels, accommodations, etc., need the NSDRA to continue what they are doing as it brings people from outside our community to our area, thus contributing to the local economy. We at Blue Buzzer feel the region of Queens will be doing the right thing to sell the airport to the NSDRA, as it will help benefit the community as a whole. It will give them the opportunity to collaboratively expand with the South Shore Flying Club, local businesses and governments, and keep giving back to the Queens County region and beyond as they have been doing since 2004. On behalf of Blue Buzzer Performance Parts and Allen's Upholstery and Auto Restoration, thank you for the opportunity to speak here today.
Thank you, Ms. Strang.
Good morning, Mayor, councillors, and everybody else here. Thanks very much for giving me the opportunity to talk. My name is Dr. Anthony Irving. I'm a retired GP and also an associate clinical professor of the Department of Family Practice in Calgary. I live currently at 23 Pleasant Street in Hermit Bay. My aviation life started when I arrived in Canada in 1972. I was a flying doctor. We flew into indigenous reserves in the northern part of Alberta on wheels, skis, or floats, whichever was most appropriate. Later, I got my own plane and worked with the Department of Family Practice, going around to the various communities to make sure that the residents and medical students that were in those communities were getting what they needed, and the communities were getting were happy with the way things were working. So very involved with the medicine around the southern part of the province of Alberta. That's sort of background. Now, I see the future of aviation changing very significantly. I think hydrogen and battery-powered planes are going going to result initially in smaller planes and shorter hauls. What does that tell us? It tells us that we need lots of small local airports, not great big ones widespread. We need to look to the future throughout the whole of the province. I think it would be a tragedy and short-sighted to lose this airport and then in a few years' time have to find and buy a develop a new one at millions of dollars. I would suggest that it be either kept as it is or be given and sold to the Aero Club with an agreement that the drag racers can continue to use it. That's my proposal. I really do feel that it would be very, very short-sighted to not have it as an airport. Thank you.
Thank you, Doctor.
Madam Mayor, councilors, my name is Glenn Parley. I live at 432 Highway 8 in Milton. I'm here today as a resident and business owner who pays taxes in the RQM. I am not representing any party here. While reading a Facebook post, I learned that the region was going to sell the airport property for $50,000 without any consultation, RFP, or tender call. I thought that must have been a mistake. The last I heard, it was being sold for over $500,000. When I inquired, I was told, no, that is right. Under Section 51 of the Municipality Act of Nova Scotia, we have the ability to sell it for less than market value. And yes, Section 51 gives you the ability to do that. But having the ability to do something and exercising that ability to the benefit of your residents can be two drastically different things. My source of information regarding this matter consists entirely of public statements released from the interested parties because the RQF has somehow contracted bad case of laryngitis, making them unable or unwilling to speak. It seems like a fairly simple thing to me. You have the drag racers who want to operate the facility as before and are willing to pay $50,000. You have the SoSure Flying Club who will pay $100,000 and operate the facility as before. But here you have another offer for $200,000, operate the facility as before. There's an offer on the table from the Freemans at free market value. There seems to be another offer on the table here now. And yet, we are here today discussing the unadvertised, untendered sale of this important piece of infrastructure for $50,000? Wow, it blows my mind. I can tell you as a resident and business owner in this region, I'm disgusted. I expect this council will make decisions based on what is in the best interest of its residents. I would love to hear how you can justify accepting $50,000 with all these other offers on the table. And more out there just waiting to come in. With all the financial challenges facing our region, we should be looking for every opportunity to maximize our assets and help our region prosper. We are advised on a regular basis our region just can't afford that. The majority of nonprofit groups and businesses, for that matter, in the region are struggling to survive financially. How dare you squander $500,000 and still have the audacity to say you're doing everything you can? I know many of you personally. I know it's a tough job you perform for the residents of the region. I also know that most of the issues that you are tasked with voting on, you have to rely on condensed information provided to you by the CAO and staff. I think it would be fair to say that the information you received from the public over the past few weeks and what you are hearing here today shows there's an overwhelming amount of interest in the airport property. Maybe the information you received that there's no interest in the airport property, we should get rid of for $50,000 and be done with this headache forever, wasn't the true story. But you, the councillors, are the ones that got thrown under the bus. With the amount of interest already shown in the airport property, just imagine what interest might be out there if you actually asked the question. In my experience of business, if somebody is pushing me to make a quick decision, it's usually because they haven't given me all the information, or they know I wouldn't agree with them if I had all the information. The planes won't be flying, the cars won't be racing until spring of 2023. As a tax-paying resident in this region, I beg you to slow down. Who pulled the fire alarm? There's no fire. no need for a fire sale. Take your time, listen to the interested parties, encourage proposals from other organizations that may even increase the viability and success of the property and increase the tax base in our region. Get your information from the people and organizations that are genuinely interested and invested in this property, not an interpretation of that interest or lack of interest that was fabricated within this building. You have an amazing opportunity here to sell a property at fair market value or higher. Increase your tax base, grow business in the region, all while keeping the planes flying and the cars racing. Last night, while I was reading this over, I started thinking about what other businesses or events we could attract to our region by promoting the airport property. First thing I did, check the zoning. Heavy industrial, abattoir, airport. My 5 minutes won't allow me to go through the whole list. You know what's not permitted? You guessed it, auto racing. So here we are at a public hearing discussing the sale of a valuable piece of property for $50,000 for an activity that isn't even permitted to take place on the property at this point. I know zoning can be changed. That's not my point. My point is, should we even be proceeding in this process until this fiasco can be straightened out? As a region, what legal liability are we accruing? The public relations damage from this is staggering and growing. I know, I hear it every day. What are they doing down there? My answer, I don't know. Again, I urge you, take your time, do your research, and make an informed decision that will benefit all interested parties and the taxpaying residents of the region of Queens. Thank you.
Mr. Perley. Further comments?
This isn't gonna work at all for me, but I'll talk loud. Your worship, councilors, ladies and gentlemen, thank you for the opportunity to speak today. My name is Jeremy Dan. I live at 72 Colby Road, Bars Corner, Lunenburg County. I'm the president of the Blue Nose Flying Club, which has members across the province, and a member of the South Shore Flying Club based at the airport. I'm speaking today strictly on the value of the airport, monetary value. The term fair market value and appraised value are used regularly with regard to this of the airport sale. I was curious about these terms and how they compare with the replacement cost of the airport. Excuse me. Runway, taxiway, and aircraft parking area construction is very expensive, much more than, say, road construction. I've researched comparables across Canada, I got a frog, and determined that the low-end, very conservative cost of runway construction on flat land, which is what the airport is about $15 per square feet. So look, the runway at Greenfield is 3,933 feet long by 75 feet wide for 295,000 square feet. For the replacement cost, minimum, this is conservative, $4.4 million. Taxiway and ramp, which is where you park your aircraft, would add another $300,000 to $500,000 to the value of the aircraft movement services. These numbers compare reasonably well with an informal estimate for construction costs of the paved services provided us by a contractor of approximately $6 million. If you add the value of the other assets, which include 170 acres of partially cleared land, a terminal building, which is essentially a small house, fuel systems, road-in parking, and two hangars, we usually surpass $750,000 for a total replacement value between $5.4 and $6.7 million. The airport is actually more valuable than that. In 2018, the federal government passed the Responsible Airport Development Act. It requires a 111-day consultation process and fees. It has now become very difficult to build a new airport, and the value of existing facilities such as yours is going up. Liverpool Airport is the only Transport Canada certified airport on the South Shore, and there may never be another one due to the cost of construction and complexity of the approval process. A $50,000 bid for the airport represents less than 1%, one penny on the dollar, of its replacement cost, about the price of a good used pickup truck. I'm going to repeat something that Peter had talked about earlier on. On April 20th, 2022, an article in the Toronto Star quoted Councillor Muse as saying, "I'm not in favor of this sale. I find the price way too low. I know it is the appraised value, but I find it way too low. The price at that time was $565,000. So what are airports selling for? Fair market value is the term. Waterville Airport sold by the municipality for $1.8 million, a little north of that. But that was really There have been three municipal airports sold recently in Canada, and will remain as airports. The lowest went for $1.5 million, and these are all comparable to your airport in terms of the infrastructure. As mayor and council, you would not have expected the interest the sale of your airport has created, or all the people that would show up, I'm sure. Without advertising, a very large number of offers, opportunities, and options are now available to you and the citizens of Queens County. I urge you to pause and reevaluate the sale process and how it may be improved so that you achieve the maximum benefit for the municipality. There's no obvious downside to a delay of a few months. You have nothing to lose and potentially a lot to gain. Please don't give the Liverpool Airport away as a Christmas present. Thank you, Mayor.
Thank you, Mr. Dan. And then here and here.
Hey, Mayor, members of the council, my name is Raphael Schaefer, and I live at 341 Blue Coin Road in Molega, that's in Queens County. I'd like to thank you, like everyone else, for the opportunity to speak to you today regarding the sale of the South Shore Regional Airport, or as we sometimes call it, the Liverpool Airport. I've lived in Queens County for the better part of my life since I graduated university. I'm a pilot, and I come from an aviation family. We keep and operate our airplane on Palm Hook Lake and fly out of the Liverpool Airport. My family came to Queens County in the mid-80s. The attractions of the region was, and still is, the beauty of the lakes, the vicinity of the Atlantic, and everything else that Queens County has to offer. But for us, most importantly, the airport in Greenfield is the reason we chose this area. The airport provides a vital infrastructure link which ties it all together for us. Since my family came to Queens County, we have bought and developed hundreds of acres of land in the Palm Hook Lake area. We invested over $1 million, building more than 6 kilometers of roads, installing power, and developing and selling over 60 lots. Over 30 years, we've created a community of 60 new landowners and taxpayers. Over half of those new taxpayers have built houses and cottages on these developments. That means more than 30 families have invested millions over the years in the local economy to builders and other local businesses. Many of these are now full-time residents of Queens County. The permanent economic impact to the local economy because of the airport is quite substantial. As the only paved runway between Halifax and Yarmouth, the South Shore Airport is an invaluable asset to the county. No other county on the South Shore has such an advantage. The runway serves as a marketing point, drawing potential buyers and current residents and business owners to invest and stay in Queens County. Every client that comes to us, we take up for a flight to sell them on the advantages of Queens County. The infrastructure provides a unique opportunity to experience the beauty and benefits of Queens County from the air. The airport is a unique focal point, creating a hub between Halifax and Yarmouth, linking the whole region of Shelburne, Queens, and Lunenburg to cottages, homes, businesses, and a national park. As an example, just last fall, we had potential buyers fly in from Europe in their own aircraft. They used the Liverpool Airport as their hub to explore the South Shore. They stayed with us for a week and bought property in Queens County. I hope that these serve as some examples to the permanent economic impact the airport has to the region from the perspective of just one local business, us. I urge you to reconsider the sale of this important asset for $50,000. There are many examples in Nova Scotia of airports being utilized as multi-use facilities to drive additional economic benefit to a region. Some of these examples are the Hillerton Kings Airport in Kings County, an airport where Discovery Channel also films a film production, the Sydney Airport with commercial flights and NSDRA races, the Shearwater Airport with remote control clubs operating out of there and serving as an autoport car surplus parking lot for the Woodside Terminal, and lastly, the South Shore Regional Airport that also hosts NSDRA races. In all these examples, the airport is primarily operated as an airport. I'm not aware of any primarily managed direct strip lending itself to sometimes also being an airport. In lieu of the other offers the county has for the airport property, which are all substantially higher than that of the NSDRA, I ask that you postpone the decision to sell and first consider the permanent economic benefit to the airport, the airport has to the county. Thank you.
Thank you, Raphael. I saw hands here first.
Sydney, one in Miramichi, and one we have here in Greenfield. We've been part of the Greenfield operation since 2005. The year following, they opened up. And we carry anywhere from 120 to up to 175 members that travel to all three tracks to compete for points for year-end prizes, awards, and bragging rights for the most part. The racers who travel, we are all hauling large rigs, big trucks, motorhomes, buying diesel, fuel, ice, shop for groceries. We do provide quite a bit of economic monies to the area locally. Most of us that are traveling down, we pick up our groceries once we get to Bridgewater or into Liverpool, and then we hit the track for the weekend. A lot of us also use hotels in the areas, and myself, I've been coming here since 2005. I built three trips a year down from Moncton, and with many other racers who do that, if not more. We've been working with council and Flying Club for a long time. It's been very well organized, never been any beefs, whatnot. We're all aware that it is a runway, that, you know, it's some, for some reason that runway needed to be used at some period point in time. We can make room and clear stuff to get that space for an emergency landing or something like that. The ADRA works in conjunction with the NHRA. And the NHRA is a National Hot Rod Association, which sanctions safety, tech, and rules and regulations for drag racers all throughout North America. We now have two tracks in the Maritimes that are NHRA tracks that that level of tech needs to be completed for competition and safety. And measures that we have in place. The amount of racers that we have interested in the Liverpool area is large. They do make up at least 75% of the attendees in the last number of years. It fluctuates, but everything else does, with how many people do are competing and whatnot, but we're just looking to move forward and secure our spot to do our hobby, our passion, our addiction, basically, most of us, in a safe manner. We do work with local police and police enforcements to try to keep the racing off the streets with high schools. If any high schools are having issues with street racing, we'll help them set up a program. They actually had a street night here this past season, which had a really good turnout of cars, where it was just locals. And you do get a lot of cars that come in from Halifax for the night. So the NSDRA has flat out, Craig mentioned it earlier, we're willing to work with everybody that wants to keep doing what we're doing. We're just hoping that we can move forward and securing a facility for us and the city. Thank you for your
time. Mr. Hatt.
Good morning, Mayor and Councilors. Thank you for giving me the time to speak this morning. My name is Corey Taylor. I live at 106 Yankee Town Road in Hammonds Plains, Nova Scotia. This past year, I submitted a proposal to Eastland Community TV to broadcast our annual August Bracket Bash event. After a lot of discussion and review, they accepted that proposal. I have to say that I was very proud. It was a very proud moment for our association to promote our sport, and most of all, Greenfield and the entire municipality of Queens. This broadcast was one of the most professional productions that I've seen for a local track. this was the first time that Eastland Community TV has filmed an event of this type. And the feedback and thousands of viewers across Nova Scotia was so positive that they have committed to do two more broadcasts for next year's race season. This not only promotes the NSDRA, but also the community of Greenfield and Kings County, bringing more people in to watch this event that will spend money and support your community. This type of exposure is priceless. I want to reiterate again that us as an association are not looking to shut down the airport. We're looking to work with the airport. And the facilities that you use, just based on some of the comments I've heard, you know, like the fuel station. Us as racers use that fuel also. We probably purchased a lot of that fuel this year for our race cars. So that's something that before used to be purchased in Halifax, and now we can purchase locally to support. Thank you for the time.
Thank you, Mr. Taylor.
My name is Marcel Kuhn. I'm a Mountain Township student. I have been living in Kings County the last 16 years. And I still haven't managed to get rid of my accent. I'm also a society member of the International Boarding School. So, I would like to introduce a new idea. This is Queen Scout, where I feel we work together. We like the drag races, we love the aviators. So, the airport does not have to have only one owner, it can have several owners. Maybe that is something we can look into to find a solution which is benevolent to all the stakeholders. I also should mention I'm a silent member of the South Shore Flying Club. I'm also the owner of a company called Honeyman Helicopters. So I have a direct interest in airport state. But I would offer my services. I'm a real estate expert. Mediate that is desired so we work with the stakeholders together with the municipality to find a solution which works for everyone.
Thank you, Marcel.
My name is Derek Brown, 62 Loon Drive in Vaughan. I'm a career military and civilian pilot. I'm also a retired machinist. We're all gearheads here, right? Been down to the Gator National. Really enjoy drag racing. And I really enjoy flying. I don't understand why we can't just all work together. I mean, we all have a common interest, gearheads, you know. I talk to many taxpayers in Queens County, and they don't understand what's going on here. about the economic benefits, they bring a lot of economic benefits. Aviation community does too. Why can't they continue as it was? You know, we could go back and forth all day. The voters are looking at you guys, and they elected you in to watch their taxpayer dollars. And you guys are going to let this airport go for 10% of its value? The taxpayers deserve an answer. That's all I'll say.
Thank you, Mr. Brown. Who else would like to